Om Shanti. Before we think and share about listening to the calling, before coming, few minutes before coming, I had having very beautiful experience, and that was that how sweet it is when it's remembrance of Baba from heart. And there are many reasons that heart calls, this calling comes that, oh, I just want to be in this sweet remembrance is according to one's own spiritual needs. One is, of course, is the love, remembrance based on love. Then the remembrance based on knowledge. There is remembrance based on faith. There is remembrance based on different relationships. And I think on our spiritual journey, during day, we start noticing that what do I need at this time? Is it I need to be just merged in love with Baba? Or I need to use relationship for companionship, for strength, for support? Do I, based on knowledge, thinking of Baba, what he does at present? Sometimes also I look at Baba and I ask him, where are you? What are you doing? Because he's also at world service. So I want to see, even if he lives in Paramdham permanently, he has one permanent address, but still he makes a lot of trips. No? So sometimes you want to follow Baba and say, where are you? I want to be with you. Baba in Sagar used to say that I take many children on tour with me when I go. Depends on the quality of service you do. Sometimes to give us the experience of how to serve in company of Baba. One is that I keep company of Baba. Other is Baba takes me along and said, child, you come. Like on certain festivals, especially on Shiv Jayanti, many times when I offer Bhog, Baba said, come, I take you to see what devotees are doing and what's happening with them. So Baba's remembrance, if you sometimes make notes and see how, according to my, why this thought came in my mind is because first, whatever you are able to do is first when you are listen to yourself. There is also calling from the self. Calling in the sense that, you know, internally, like you deeply feel, this is what I want to experience at present. Or there is kind of demand on yourself, from you, not from others. Like when you find that for small things, when there is disturbance or if stage fluctuates, then you hear calling by, it's like, why can't I be stable? Why can't I be consistent? So it's like you listen to your own self. And when you listen to yourself, then the efforts really become very, very natural and very easy. Not only that, but like we listen to Baba's Murli, Dadi's classes. So right time, right points will emerge. And immediately, right examples will come. Because you are listening to yourself. And listening to ourselves is really happens in deep silence. Not only that, but one of the important principle and formula each one should have, that when I'm listening to Baba, like my experience last time when Avyak Bhavdada came was, you know, as if I'm really listening in the sense of while listening, I was trying to feel it, experience it. It's not just listening, but yes, Baba, I want to do. How it must be happening? It's like some kind of churning. Not intellectual churning, but it's like you are relating to Baba same time what he is saying. So first I find is one who has this hobby, because there are two things in life. One is habits, other is hobby. Certain things we do because of habits, or certain things we do because of hobby. And in Brahmin life, my hobby should be of making efforts. And more, it's like using variety, not only points of knowledge, but bringing transformation, realizations. When that is happening, you stay very happy, joyful. Also entertained, you don't feel, oh, I have to do same thing. But every time you find that you have something else to reflect on, something different to work on. So it becomes a very enjoyable, very recreative and very beautiful process, you know. And one who is not occupied in efforts consistently. Somewhere we are occupied. Whether one is occupied with one's own wasteful thinking. Sometimes you are more occupied with what you have to do. Sometimes your mind is more occupied by thinking about others. So it depends on where you keep yourself busy. And really it should become very natural for us in Brahmin life to remain busy in making efforts. As whether you are aware or not of your breathing, but it's normal. Heart must palpitate. If it doesn't, then there won't be life. So same as Brahmin life really means naturally there has to be efforts. Constant efforts. So when efforts are constant, then the stage will also become consistent. So first, for few moments, few seconds, you think of what is your calling from your inside? What are you listening? What is yourself doing, asking you to do? Because sometimes lot of alignment has to take place between one's goal, one's aim, your present stage, the influence from outside. Lot of, you know, internally we find that there are so many things which keeps going on. But focus really should be. First thing is that just stay at present. You know, more you stay at present, then you are focused. And when you are focused, your listening is clear. So how many of you feel that you are listening to your own self? This is not manmat, you know. Because it could be like, oh, I am listening to my mind. So it could be manmat. I am talking now here. It's the soul, not the mind. Desires, ideas, planning. That is just what mind and intellect are functioning. But those of us who are in soul consciousness, you really don't listen to your mind. No? It's not you are always listening or watching your thoughts, but it's something more deeper. So listening to like your next step, your future, your final goal. We have to go keep quite beyond even in listening. Sometimes there are certain signals which is commonly you can relate to, but even you go beyond that listening. Because beyond is really next step. Beyond is what we call as improvement. So when I am able to listen to my own self, then second thing what happens is listening to the time, the need of the time. Because it's very beautiful, because the self is responding to the call of time. As you all know that we have this dialogue, it's almost 15 years now. No, it's 11th years we completed, this is 12th year. We do this with leaders, and especially thought leaders, those who are in process of creating or finding the path, or they create some kind of value-based policies, value-based understanding for their corporations, for their organizations. Like one of our example is Peter Senge, when he started writing books on that how businesses and corporations must follow to these disciplines. And so when you listen to him, you can see that how he's responding to the call of time. So when people come in that dialogue, we always ask everyone, why did you respond to come to be part of this dialogue? Because they said, like internally I was feeling that something new is emerging in me. For clarification, for conversation, we feel that if we are in this a like mind, similar mind setup, then conversations can sometimes clarify certain things. Like I give you example that it was very interesting. We all like Panda Bhavan. Yes, we like Gyan Sarovar. We like Shantivan. But still when we think, what do we like most in Panda Bhavan? What do you like most in Panda Bhavan? Huh? What you like most? Some might say Baba's hut, Baba's room. But one of the thing is that courtyard where you have in the afternoon, whenever you have, you sit on those benches and or on the chair. And so here we don't find that space where whenever we have few minutes we come and sit there. Even I myself sometimes miss, and in the afternoons I feel like going and sitting there, courtyard where Baba sat, Dadi sat. So he said courtyard. So he was bringing, Peter Senge was bringing an interesting point, that today everyone is in their home, but there was, if you all see in your cities, no, in the old part of the city, they're always square, no? Anywhere, I go to Brazil, they take me to El Salvador. They take me around, this is the square. There is a big church, market, square they call it, right? Do you relate to that? So that's where like community activity will come, people will come. So he was saying these days when there is town planning, there are no community squares. So that means people don't meet. Even if they have to talk, see each other, you know. So it's like new ideas emerging. that why things are not working well, what should we create? Because our thinking is very spiritual, but they connect spirituality with social issues, current issues, needs of the people on a different level. And one of the things was that why today people are not connecting with each other more. Sometimes most of the big houses in good areas have security alarm, no? So even if it goes off, nobody comes out. Because they don't bother. Police will come. Security forces will come, but your neighbor will not watch. That means there is no concern about other human beings. So I'm just giving example that they see it, that time is such. So what is calling of the time? So for us, calling of our time is because we have understanding of time. Many aspects of time which we know, they don't know. First is, even people use the word past, present, future. But we exactly know how it becomes past, what is present, how it's then future. So we focus on present, because this present will become past. So even if you have to think of past, it's beautiful. And this present will also create future. But Baba has explained us that we are at confluence age. So in confluence age, something is being born and something is going or dying. Not only that, but it's ascending time. That means it's not I have to just move. You will move anyway because time is moving, you will move. But I should be ascending. So when Baba uses the word elevated and ascending, that means if my thought is just a good thought, or is my thought an elevated thought? If thought is elevated, you are ascending. If it's just good thought, then you are okay, but it's not your energy is ascending. So taking benefit of the blessings of the time is only at confluence age, only at confluence age that there are ascending degrees. Even we are in golden age, actually we are not aware, but gradually we are descending actually. At confluence age we are ascending. So it's a very beautiful time of transition between descending energy and ascending energy. So I should not connect, no, like yesterday or day before Baba said in Murli on Sunday, that you should be able to change the atmosphere, not get affected. I don't know how many of you experiment on that, but I remember that wherever I go, sometimes the energy of the place, room, doesn't match my energy. Like I feel it's very down, it's confusing, it's like, so what can you do? If you want to think of your well-being, then you just sit and create vibrations and create a space around you which is of the energy, which is nurturing for you. I was recently I had to go for a conference, Lokik conference, so they gave me a beautiful hotel, big rooms and all that. But you can imagine what could be the energy there. But what I do, I just sit and maybe for a while talking, moving, and I found that in the room the energy starts changing. And then I just start feeling that, oh wow, it's okay. Doesn't matter with whether it's a hotel or whatever, but I was able to bring up the energy level, vibrations in the room, which is sustaining to me, which is nurturing to me, which align myself. Not that I have to align with that energy, but to use that pure energy through our thoughts to change the atmosphere. And this practice is so important, so that I am ascending. One time Brother Jagdish and we were sitting in it in London, and there was a talk going on. So we were talking, Jagdish Bhai was sitting next to me, and he said, generally it happens when a speaker is speaking, you start connecting your thoughts. And human nature is to start thinking of responding to that thought. And sometimes you lose your original thinking. So we were kind of arguing. So he had to go after that speaker. My turn was still later. He said, I have so many thoughts flowing in my mind. I'm going to say this because he said it. And then I thought, but that's not what I had thought about the topic. So should I go back? And so I remember that all the time. And I say, responding to what others say shouldn't be immediately there. But immediately should be your own original thinking on the topic. You understand? So that means you stay to your original self. So when you are responding to the time, first you have to keep reminding yourself that I am in ascending degrees. And our energy not only is ascending, but is pure energy. So responding to situations, circumstances, same level, same way, same words, that's where really a lot of difficulties come. If let's say somebody has it's something very subtle where when I have to respond to the time, in other words, what we're doing here is not only playing my part in drama, but one thing we should remember, I always say I'm interplaying with drama. There are two things. One is I play my part, other is I interplay, because whether a person or a situation is playing with me, and I have to interplay. So when I have to interplay, then if I remind myself, even that interplay might be later on according to drama, but drama is providing an opportunity to me, which I should avail. But if you just say what I did 5,000 years ago, I will do now. No, I have to do better. I have to be more positive, more elevated. And by responding in that way, and then you watch drama. One is just watching drama, what's happening. Other is after responding from that pure energy. And then you watch drama. And then you, Baba says, sometimes be Rajyogi, or really you feel like a master. Because you are much beyond that, even what drama is playing, because you're not going to interplay same way. Is it clear? One is to respond, that's right. But other is because I'm responding from higher level of consciousness, I'm responding in Baba's remembrance. So I'm interplaying drama in a way where I will see that the transformation, not only of my own self, but the waves of transformation which are created. Otherwise, generally people, when it comes to people, they don't change, you know, like, but how do we create the wave of change? And wave of change can only be created if you have changed some wave, you know. Waves have to be changed. That means your vibrations, your way of seeing things, your way of doing things. So when they change, so you interplay and then you watch drama in a beautiful way. So call of time really is, how can I be detached observer of drama? But on the other side, how do I play within this drama? Because I have to do both, isn't it? Not only I have to be detached observer, but also I have to interplay. And then the joy and happiness, as I said, being master. Sometimes we don't watch much, but Baba mentioned these scriptures about Rama and Bhagavat, and they show always, whether it's Lord Krishna or whosoever, they show him as incarnation of God. They always show that they watch drama. And they say, it's karmas and cycle of time. Many say, very difficult to believe drama repeats itself identically. How do I believe it? So one is called cycle of time, right? But those of us who understand confluence age, we break that cycle of time actually. You understand? Cycle of time is Kali Yuga. The cycle of time. Baba has shown us exit door. Confluence age is exit door, isn't it? How many of you have seen exit door now? Everyone, no? At least nod or say yes. So when you have seen exit door, all of you, maybe you haven't thought that way as I am saying, but confluence age is exit door, that means I am not going to follow this pattern of cycle of time. Cycle of time, time will put pressure on you. And that's called when your sanskar get activated. Because it felt that pressure and feel provoked. And then you act. Because that moment was such. So you are not really responding, but you are under pressure of that moment and you act and then you say, but I reacted, I didn't do really much. Reaction doesn't take any efforts. No? They're so spontaneous, you. Somebody said, you said. So the way they said, the way you said. No. I cannot do that, no. Whatever anyone is doing, that's one soul's karmas. But what I have to give, if I have to give sakash, if I have to sustain love, quality of relationship, then I have to share blessings with that soul. So calling of time for Brahmins is to always remember that I must respond from this pure energy, elevated energy, so that soul is ascending. And third is calling, Baba says, from devotees, cries of devotees. Immediately after Murli, because that day I really had a very enjoyable time and Baba was talking and was relating. Actually, how many of us would like to hear the cries? You like anyone when they'll cry? Do you like the sound of crying? It disturbs, no? Causes sorrow. So it's not that you will hear the cries, but we know two things. One is that all the souls, devotees are calling out and some are not calling out, but they are in the bondage. We just imagine if you are tied with a very thick rope around you, where you can't have loose hands, you cannot breathe properly, you cannot move. So karmic bondages, so it's very suffocating actually. Even in name of freedom, you all know what is happening in Middle East, right? We don't listen to news here, all that, but country after country, we want freedom, we want freedom. So, this freedom they want is really that liberation. They might see as political freedom, they might see it as economic freedom, they might see social freedom. But what really soul is crying out, creating and mentioning different issues, or struggling with different authorities, really what they're crying out for, that inner freedom. But because they do not know, so knowing what's happening in the world, there is a temple I went to, very famous, Mama mentions. Generally I wouldn't have gone, but they really insisted, once you come to this city, if you don't go to temple, it's called Jagannath Puri. Baba mentions where rice is cooked and it gets divided into four. It was quite amazing, big temple. And during Britishers, they had destroyed some parts, but they renovated. So there is this, I didn't know many things. They said that Sri Krishna, these four pilgrimage places, used to have breakfast at one place. Then he used to have lunch at another place. Then he used to have dinner at one place and used to go and sleep at one place. That's how they explain. So maybe he used to eat light lunch, I don't know, whatever. So that's why they cook rice. One place they cook, Baba said, a lot of heavy food. So some of the months they bring that idol. It's a very black outside the temple. And then they change the clothes, like in winter, velvet clothes, in summer cotton clothes. And because they treat him as life, you know, incarnation of God. So when we were walking on, there were very small pathways, and on both sides there were some women, mothers sitting, and they were, most of them were in very wealthy, like silk clothes and all that. You could feel that they are from upper class. There was no space because people had to walk. Thousands of people, thousands. But they both are they are sitting on both sides. And very crawling, you know, it's like crawling posture. Very little space. And everyone had a small book, must be a scripture, and they were reading. So they will be fasting for 1 month, sitting there, sleeping there, eating there. So whatever is cooked there, offered, rice, so they get once in a day, they eat that. 1 month. And I just thought that when Baba says children, so I said, even if they get drishti or they get vibrations and soul can get liberation. Same happened to, we went to another very famous, there are thousands and thousands of people. Devotees, when I say, lot of devotees, and they're just reading, they're praying, fasting. So cries are not only of sorrow, but they're seeking from God liberation. Or Jivan Mukti, what is Jivan Mukti? In Jivan Mukti, in golden age, your all desires are fulfilled, isn't it? People call for wealth, you have wealth. People call for health, you are healthy. People call for relationships, you have good relationship. People want good family, you have good family. The sanskars of Jivan Mukti means everything in life. So whatever people don't have, they have desires. When they have desires, they go to God, they pray, they offer food, everything. So it's really what soul is seeking here. There are two things, mukti and jivan mukti. So from that day, like my few times, whenever I have few moments, I just stay in that stage. It's not you have to, as I said, listen to the cries. But you know that all the souls of the world. So what happens is that one is devotees, but others also within Brahmin family. All of us need some sakash. And all our Brahmin life, certain moments come where your strength is not enough. So you need good vibrations. Why we come to Madhuban? Not only to meet Baba. Today Sister Shanti took session, so I asked her that your body is so weak. Why you just... She keeps coming to Madhuban. As soon as she is well, takes flight. I say, why? She said, as soon as I come here, I'm changed completely. So we come here so that we could experience what Baba is giving us and what Baba is making us. That's why when we are here, we feel it's very real. You listen, you say it's true. And there it looks a gap between, you know, I believe it, my intellect says it, but reality is little bit sometimes distant. But here, it's same because we say yes. Vibrations help very much. So through our creating, that means they say quality thought serves. Both ways. If you have a good idea, it will be accepted as plan. If you also have a quality thought, not for service, but just quality thought. And quality here, I'm talking of a virtue. A virtue within a thought. Just peaceful. I am peaceful. It radiates. I'm in Baba's remembrance. It radiates. So quality thought is what really serves. Or, and then when you are very connected with Baba, so many souls get connected. So that means as much as possible to pay attention, to have that qualities, virtues within your thoughts. And what is vibrating? Thought, but quality or virtue within the thought. And that's where others will experience. Wherever you sit, wherever you walk, wherever we talk, just all the time you radiate. And we don't have to see whom we're giving. If you just imagine that sun and moon start watching who is receiving rays, you might draw a heavy curtain, but sometimes you still see. Sometimes, you know, there is a joke in India. They say that when you are in the most private places, one man definitely appears. And they say, that's sun. There is a saying that means, even if you have little curtain open, sun rays will come. Sunlight will appear, right? Even you have a little hole in curtain, you see sun rays. So light and pure energy is which reaches far and wide. And I don't have to really try to figure out where, who. I have to just shine. I have to be that. So this love towards serving the souls inspires you, motivates you. And that's where my state of being, my state of mind should be. And this definitely is a big asset for the self. But so listening to the cries or the call of devotees. So whatever, let's say, some souls, you know, they appear in the mind. There was a time, if any soul will appear, oh my goodness, why this soul is now, why I'm getting thoughts of this soul? Maybe it's pull, is it karmic account, is it attachment? But now you just say, a soul has come, give sakash, move on, move on. Another will come, third will come. So as you know, devotees come and you give prasad. So through your mind, whosoever appears, okay. You need love, you need light, you need might, okay, take it. So cues in the sense of, it's not we have to create that vision, but as I said, you are so much detached and bestower. Once Baba said, very beautifully stayed with me, Baba said, once you notice the weakness of any soul, you lose the power to sustain that soul. That means you have to look at the speciality. Like Baba is able to serve, there will be 20,000 tomorrow. Baba doesn't see who went from where, what your stage is. He just takes us very high, brings back into reality and say, children, this is the homework now. First he takes us so high. You are highest, you are holiest, you are purest, you are... Because then only he could serve. No? Power of sustenance is coming from that love which Baba has for children. But there are two other calling. One is from five elements. Baba says these five elements are also calling because they are also tired. But somebody said not tired, but angry. Someone compared that upheavals of nature as fever in the body. No, when there are toxins in the body, then body gets sick. So there are so many toxins in the nature we throw. Pollution of different kinds. Then nature rebels, reacts. You can't do that to me. No, Baba talks about Ganges and he says, lot of people go and take dip in Ganges and they say, my sins will be washed off. So one time somebody went to Ganges and said, why you take sins of so many people on you? Ganges said, I don't take anything. I send back to clouds. So then they asked cloud, why you take? He said, I shower back. Because even the rainwater today is not that clean as it's supposed to be. Because by the time it reaches earth, there is air pollution. So it was... So elements, calling of element. And we all have to serve elements also. Because we are taking service from them. You need grains, you need fruits, you need some vibrations towards the nature also. When we were in Peace Village, in the beginning when there used to be thundering and lightning, very open space, mountains, and roofs are, you know, like isolated building. So sometimes you used to feel that you are just under there. Then I start talking to elements. So it's not a question of fear, but also it's all right, whatever is happening. But I have friendship with nature. Nature is not going to hurt me, going to provide me and protect me. The relationship I create with elements also is very important. And one of the final call is Baba's call. No? Baba's Murli every time is Baba's calling on us children. Like last time Baba's calling was two things. One is, be consistent now. And second is, do Mansa Seva. So this is Baba's calling. So I don't have to just respond to cries of devotees, but you have to make it like nature. So whether you start from self or you start from Baba, it could be both ways. I am listening to Baba and then I am listening to time, I am listening to self, listening to nature. But one thing is that listening, but listening also, you know, when it's true listening, then the true understanding comes. Sometimes we can't listen properly. Sometimes we as seniors have to say something little, if we hear something, when we clarify. So some souls feel hurt and we say, but we really wanted was to see how we can help, you know. Not only you but also me, because if something comes to me, it's good if we sit and talk. But if you hear what is in the heart of Dadis, you will never be sensitive. I remember listening to Dadis. For us seniors are like, I always say that Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, now their part is over. But Trimurti Dadis are always there, no? Their part is active. So I always respect them, Trimurti Dadis, Vishya Baba. Like Brahma, Vishnu, Shankar, Vishya Baba. So there was first three Dadis, then there was second, now there are three others. So any time they signal us something, it's listening is from that love, with that understanding. Sometimes we become very sensitive. And then mind rebels or mind reacts. So listening also has to come from this pure level of consciousness. So think more about this whole theme of listening and responding properly. Okay, if I listen, but how do I respond? Not react, you know. Because a lot of people even don't allow you to finish what you say. And they reply, we say, but just see what's still. So responding, proper listening and proper responding is a very big ability. Somebody said, it's written in one of the scriptures, remember that there are five things before you really listen. That means first your mind is listening, your intellect is listening, sanskar is listening, then you are listening because others are saying. But if soul is listening, you know, like a lot of people say, but you should know what's in my heart. Because we get caught up so much verbally. We get so much caught up into words and, but we, the listening has to be deeper and in a true sense. So that my respond, capacity to respond is very pure, very constructive, very elevated. So you feel very good after responding because you did it from that pure energy. So now we will have meditation. And I was thinking that as I came with lot of just very strong feelings of very love, full remembrance of Baba. So today we sit in not just meditation, but true remembrance of Baba, pure remembrance of Baba, so that the sweetness of that, since Murli Baba had said, I have come to make your intellect like me, it has really deeply stayed with me. I have come to make your intellect like Baba. Such a dignity and honor to have intellect like God. Personality like Baba. So some say, how do I know what was Baba's personality? Tomorrow you will see for 5 hours Baba's personality. How when Baba comes, he gives drishti. And every moment, whatever is going around Baba, does not really affect Baba. He still bestows, keep giving. Baba's personality or Baba's qualities, powers. And take that gift with you from other one. And immerse that drishti for yourself. Whenever you find, see, meditation, all that is not an intellectual exercise. We use word meditation, but for us is remembrance of Baba. So sometimes you have to allow your intellect and mind Just be merged, just be quiet. Like some days when I am physically like very exhausted, I just bring Baba's drishti and Baba's rays of love and light, that's all. And I sit 15, 20 minutes, no efforts. So coming to Madhuban, being in front of Baba, immersing his drishti, rays of love and light, you sit half an hour. Just keep taking that, keep taking that. So we say word meditation. Meditation is only reflections, right? Then there is yoga, is connection. But ours is, you have to become satopradana through remembrance. So remembrance is really, as I said, remembrance can be, sometimes if it's not from heart, emerge certain beautiful experiences with Baba, emerge Baba's drishti. Sometimes I emerge Brahma Baba, Shiva Baba, Brahma Baba's rays on Shiva Baba's rays on Brahma Baba. In Baba's room is such a good example. Sits quietly in a corner wherever we put him and serves. We all go there. There is a pull to go. Hello to Baba. Good night to Baba. Same is, sometimes just sit and let Baba's light and might rays fall on you and you feel your whole body in a very, very much covered by that rays of Baba's love and light. Okay, so create that loveful, pure remembrance of Baba. Everyone try to sit straight, you know, because it's a pure energy and it's necessary to create a, especially don't try to take support of hand on chair or, you know, because it becomes little sluggish, even it might be blissful. Physically it's a comfort, but as much possible to align your energy and the physical body by sitting straight and at least that much so that your connection with Baba. Chairs are very comfortable, but and with for yourself, just very simple thoughts. To focus, to centralize, becoming aware of my own presence. In the middle of two eyebrows, a beautiful, brilliant star of light. Let these rays of light cover all the elements of body, that body also becomes a body of light. As this sparkling, beautiful light even use the rays of light and fill all the inner space so deeply so that nothing else remains, no other traces but just the light. Within this light, the pure consciousness, pure energy, unadulterated, just pure. The vibrations of pure energy and gradually merging my own inner abilities to just become a point just a powerful seed mind is merged intellect is merged and sanskars are merged so that I am just a point. Point of light and point of pure energy. As the true nature of the soul emerges, there is quality of light, there is quality of love. Being of love, this pure love towards the self, liberates the soul. From all the hurt, sorrow, that is just love. Quality of peace. Being of peace. Pure and innocent child of God. Becoming aware of my loveful eternal relationship with Baba. Baba's eternal love for me. God's love. Baba's love. Baba's love is the strength for me. Baba is the one strength and one support. Baba's love is Baba's care for us. Baba sustains us. As parents, as teacher, as Sadhguru, presence of Baba. This love and belonging